When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Doug sent us a text, said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you help? Mm-hmm. My grandpa's been in and out of the hospital here recently, the latest being last week. Well, one day, last week, this one nurse just made an impression on me. But she was at work taking care of my grandpa, so I kind of let it go. Plus, as gorgeous as she is, I'm sure she gets hit on all the time at the hospital. Well, a few days go by, and I can't get her out of my head. Mm-hmm. I go on about my day as usual, when all of a sudden, I run into said nurse again, but this time out at a local retail store.
Okay.
We look over at the same time, and I'm like, dang, I know her from somewhere. And it clicked. Well, she was with a friend or a sister, so again, I left it alone. Mm-hmm. Well, Monday, I sent her flowers, thanking her for being such a good nurse to our grandpa, and I left my name and number at the end of the card. I would have delivered them myself, but I didn't want her to feel pressured to respond in a certain way and wanted her reaction to be genuine. It's been 3 days, and I haven't heard from her. So what do I do? Do I chalk it up as a loss and move on? Do I give it more time? Do I reach out again? Thanks for your help.
Wow. Is there a... I don't know. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a caregiver, obviously.
And I don't know. I haven't been able to like see her interaction with him or see if there were looks, glances, something that might indicate she's interested too.
Yeah, but I mean, well... Beyond that, is there just a like rule in that sort of line of work where it's like, yeah, you're not allowed to date your patient's
client's family? Yeah.
Family. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Is that a sort of a thing?
Yeah, Megan says, I think you might have to let this go unless you see her a third time, and then maybe you can gauge the interaction there. And
no,
then
really?
Ooh, Gerald
let
is
it,
being a
let
little...
Let it go?
Yeah, Gerald is kind of saying the same thing. Just because you're into someone doesn't mean they're into you.
Okay.
I mean, true.
Well.
But goodness.
Yeah, that's... all right, so let us know what your thoughts are, especially if you have a story of when you... I don't know, maybe did you get with or
Were you flirted with? How did that work?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Is
are
there
you
like
in
a
this
code
line
of
work?
Ethics kind of a situation there? Are you not allowed to cross a line?
Right, right. We'd like to know. 502-795-1997. All right, group therapy is an interesting one. Doug's got a thing for his grandpa's caregiver.
She's the nurse that's been taking care of his grandpa, and She's really made an impression on him, and he's kind of wondering. He sent her flowers, thanking mm-hmm. her for being a nice nurse, saw her out of the store. They locked eyes but didn't say anything, so he's just kind of wondering, all right, what do I do now? I haven't heard from her since the flowers. Do I follow up? Do I let it go?
Yeah, exactly. Now, Patty, you say you've been a nurse for, what, 37 years, for a long time?
Yes, long time.
And you have experience with this?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So did you ever like go on a date with a family member of a patient or something like that?
Never.
But you got hit on.
Absolutely. There's actually a name for it.
What's it called?
The Nightingale Syndrome.
Okay.
Oh,
named
okay.
Named after
okay.
Florence Nightingale. They see you in a caring, loving atmosphere, and it just touches their hearts. And the patients will do it, and the family members will do it.
Now, Patty, is there some sort of, is it an unwritten rule or is it a written rule within the caregiving community that you don't, you know, put your stethoscope where the...
Right.
Yeah. I'm
where
are
we putting the stethoscope?
Yeah. Where are we putting that stethoscope? Where are you putting the tongue depressor where the tongue depressor comes in?
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
It all depends from state to state.
Oh,
and
state
also,
to state. Okay.
HIPAA
right.
is involved.
Yeah. Oh, HIPAA.
So if she goes, hey, how's Uncle Bill doing?
Oh, right.
How's Grandpa doing?
Yeah, that's.
You violated HIPAA.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow. Okay. Didn't realize it was like that intense.
Yeah, it's legal.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, Patty, thank you so much for the phone call.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Have a good one. Hey, Renee, so you have a thought on this as well.
Yes, I do. I was a caregiver as well,
And there is the fine line, as Patty said.
Okay, so have you walked that fine line?
I thought about it.
Yeah, you did.
But I did not want to put my job at stake.
Oh, okay. So it could be like risking your job to take that other step.
Yes, there is.
Oh.
Okay, well, and then also, too, I mean, you just risk things getting awkward if things don't work out and it's a long-term care situation. So then it just gets awkward to have to interact with the family if you're still caring for their family member and your relationship went.
Yes.
Yep.
Renee, how hard was it for you? Because I feel like there had to be a moment in your tenure, in your expertise, in your career where you had that opportunity and you're thinking in the back of your head, what could the harm be? And maybe I could just like move out of state or maybe
this is my epic love story. And is it worth it to risk my job?
I know. Are you about to risk it
all? Chance it on love. This could be my person.
I thought about that.
Yeah. That's natural.
But as other family members, they were like, no.
Other family members on your side, not on the patient's side.
No, on the patient's side.
Oh, on the patient's side. They were like, listen, Renee, I know you've got a little something-something. And but we're going to need you to take a couple steps
we're
back
pump
here.
The brakes.
Oh, Renee.
Not your job description.
I know. Hey, Renee, appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. All right, see ya.
I have to think this is helpful for Doug. But yeah, a couple of people mentioned also on Facebook the code of ethics.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang, code of ethics getting in the way of all of our fun.
I know. So maybe if there comes a point that she is no longer taking care of your grandpa, like he gets better and doesn't need the care anymore, that's the lane I'm going in, then maybe, you know, he can try to follow up and he'll know for sure because technically he won't fall under the client category.
Yeah, well, Jen writes in and says, no response is a response.
Oh, that is also true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lindsay says, hey, look, I think the nurse sees a million people a day. And just because she hasn't reciprocated doesn't mean she wouldn't be into him. She might be completely unaware. Nurses often get gifts and maybe I'm just oblivious until someone legitimately confronts me with their feelings. But maybe she didn't catch the hint with the name and number on the card. He should just go talk to her. So Lindsay's saying, hey, shoot your shot anyways.
Well, because, I mean, again, he did send her the flowers just to say thank you for being a great nurse.
Yeah, thanks for being
so
a great nurse.
So maybe she did, like, miss that, hey, this is also
an invitation for more.
Okay.
All right, well, I would say, Doug, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, you know what, all right, what do I do? I would say a majority of people are saying, you know what, you may want to fish in another sea.
Yeah, most people are absolutely saying that. Like you put it out there. If the universe brings you together in other ways, like again at a store or something like that, then go talk to her and then see if you get any vibes in that realm. But most people are saying this is probably a no-fly zone for her.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Doug, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.